This is Dr. Sim. I'm dictating from the Orchards of Southgate. Patient first name is Terry, T-E-R-R-Y. Last name is Skaggs, S-K-A-G-G-S. Date of birth is 4/13/1956. Date of evaluation is 10/7/2022. HPI history page. Complaints, psychiatric evaluation upon readmission to this facility. Patient has complained of increased anxiety, mind racing, and insomnia. History of present illness. This is a 66 years old male who was admitted to this facility on 9/26/2022 upon transfer from Henry Ford Wyandotte Hospital. His chart indicates atrial fibrillation, history of gastrointestinal hemorrhage, congestive heart failure, COPD, anxiety, diabetes, old myocardial infarction, history of falls and multiple fractures of the ribs, insomnia, neuropathy, history of cerebral infarction. Acquired absence of right toe and peripheral vascular disease. Patient acknowledged that he lost a couple of toes. He talked about history of diabetic neuropathy. He reports that he lives with a roommate and his daughter lives nearby. He reports long-standing history of mind racing, insomnia, anxiety, and has been taking doxepin for years. He was also prescribed Seroquel by medical staff at the hospital. Period. Patient is familiar to our service from previous admission to this facility. He was last seen by me on June 15, 2022. We had recommended discontinuation of Seroquel and had previously advised a trial of Remeron to alleviate anxiety and insomnia. Period. No paranoia, delusional thoughts, hallucinations. No clear history of bipolar disorder. Period. He has a long history of alcohol abuse and past history of cocaine abuse. Period. Next paragraph. Patient knew that he's at the Orchards of Southgate. He knew it's October 7, 2022. He knew Gretchen Whitmer as a governor of Michigan and Biden as president. He could recall three objects with cues after 3 minutes. A review of system, general non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory non-reported, gastrointestinal non-reported, genitourinary non-reported, musculoskeletal. He has a history of amputation of his toes and a recent rib fracture from falls, neurologic non-reported, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies non-reported. Bring forward social history, psychiatric history, and history and habits. From last visit on July 15, 2022, under current medication, doxepin 50 milligram HS and Seroquel 100 milligram HS, MAR reviewed. Next paragraph, blood pressure is 132/78, pulse 80, respiration 20. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, normal gait. standing, speech clear, mood anxious at times, heart processes intact, association normal, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbance at a high level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, place, person, memory, intact for recent events, found of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair assessment plan, primary insomnia, F51.01, plans continue, doxepin as prescribed, period discontinue, Seroquel, no indications for using antipsychotic medications. Number three, restart Remeron 15 milligram HS to improve mood. Remeron could be effective in improving sleep. Number two, major depressive disorder, single episode. The major depressive disorder, recurrent, recurrent mild F33.0 plans. Monitor response from Remeron. Disposition. Ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Notify our service for any worsening of mood disturbance with discontinuation of Seroquel. Peter will follow with you. Procedure code 99304 under supplemental administrative. Check common side effects of Remeron and tricyclic antidepressants. Risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention. Outweigh the risk as reported above. End of dictation.